Nishima, you have done this race how many times?
I haven't done this race before.
You've never done this race before?
I've done a six-day race.
You've done the six-day race, but a few times before?
No, once.
Once?
12 years ago.
12 years ago.
I think it was the first six-day after it changed from the seven-day to the six-day.
It's been 12 years since you've done...
I think it's around that time.
So it's an interesting question then. How come you've come back to this and come back not just to the 6 day but to the 10 day race?
Well, after the 6 day I felt as though I could keep going. So that's one reason why I chose 10 day rather than going back to the 6 day this time. And I'd also was that was the year I was gonna do the 700 mile. But then that was the year it was cancelled. So it's always been hanging over me. And I thought, well, if I don't get around to it this year, I mightn't ever get around to it, and it seems a bit sad.
Sorry, what would be sad?
It would be sad not to at least attempt another race, and I may as well transcend and go to a longer race.
All right. Was there, when you heard that the race was on last year, did you say, oh gosh, I should have come, or it just wasn't the right time, you didn't feel the call?
It wasn't really the right time because I just started working in school, and it's out of school holidays, so it's the best time.
Is there any moment, or is it just a gradual feeling over the last, the last year that brings you back here?
Probably just someone saying that they were coming to do, one of the races, not something who, prompted a little spark in their thing. Perhaps I should do that too. I think it helps having so many kiwis here as well.
Well, there's a lot of kiwis here. That's for darn sure.
A good support network.
And when you started yesterday, you're into it now, like a little over 24 hours. Did you have any special feelings, or did you feel like that this really was the right choice, and it's just a matter of that of listening to the call that said to come back?
Over the past 24 hours, I think I've been wondering why I'm not doing the 6 day. Perhaps I was really taking on a little bit more than I possibly needed to. But I'm sure it's just, that first, second, third day situation where I just need to settle in.
Okay.
And get rid of my mind.
Well, what kind of goals do you have? What would you like to accomplish? Outwardly, inwardly something, or a combination of both?
Well, it's definitely the same approach I had last time, that I just have to put one foot in front of the other, and I have to stay in a good consciousness, and if I, get upset by anything, just get rid of it within a mile, because otherwise I'm the type of person that just walk off the track. So that's what I knew I had to do.
Well, it's a long walk back to New Zealand, that's for darn sure.
I could probably walk back to my accommodation, though. There's a slightly more comfortable bed. Just thinking about what I did in the 6 day last time, I thought, well, I guess I should transcend with miles as well.
Uh-huh.
And I did, I think it was like 2 marathons a day last time. So, even if I do 2 marathons plus 1 mile a day, I'd be quite happy.
Well, let me ask you, besides the 2 marathons a day, which sounds to be about like 50 miles plus.
Yeah.
Is there something specifically inwardly you think you're trying to go for, or it's just that you'd like to see what happens and come what may?
I know the races are always the highlight of my life, because I either help them, for years I helped with them, and I never wanted to do a race. I was never inspired to do a race until some little spark said, oh, you should do a race now. I'm going, we've had that in the plan. So it's something, obviously, I guess my soul wants to do, because it was definitely quite a strong feeling when I was meant to do the race. I'm not quite sure why I haven't been back before then, apart from injuries and things.
Well, how did you prepare for this particular race? You knew what it was like doing 6 days, but it's been 12 years, and now here you are 12 years later doing a 10-day. What kind of preparation would you do for this?
The preparation is very different from what I did for the 6 day, because in the 6 day I probably started training, about an hour a day or something, in September. September, October, somewhere around there the previous year. And then in February, I had to go apple picking to earn money. And so that finished my running all for about 2 weeks. And most of my training was from February, beginning of February, was apple picking. So that was something completely different. This time, I started regular training at Christmas time. So I've been doing an hour a day and dragging my husband John out so that I can run in the dark before work. So he's getting really fit too. And just longer runs in the weekend. You know, it can be like half an hour or 3 hours. And the other day, four of us that are doing the race ran the longest beach run, which probably Barney talked to you about. It was 63 kilometres, so that was fun.
In the last 24 hours, or perhaps a little more than that, how would you describe the kind of experiences that you've had? I mean, if one had never done a multi-day race and never been out over 24 hours, how would you describe what it's like being out here? I mean, what is it like?
It's tough. Not so much tough physically, but just tough mentally settling in. You know, getting your head around the fact that you're keeping on going, and you know, if you're getting tired and stuff, it's just, you know, just, I don't know, just that side of it, a little bit more tough, and really having to draw on your inner qualities more, and so really focusing on that.
Sort of focusing on the inner qualities that.
Yeah. Yes.
How would you describe, perhaps, the feeling that you feel that Guru is in some way helping you here, in what way would you describe your relationship to Guru here?
He's definitely helping me. Otherwise, I'd never be in this race. I was a sprinter. Never, you know, it's way beyond my wildest imagination. I think it's just. It's just helping you centre.
Okay.
And helping you, I mean, just with that whole feeling of feeling gratitude, and also the confidence you are doing the right thing, even though your mind's going off in several million directions. Just, you know, that confidence too. You know, just that you can listen to your intuition at different times and, you know, just follow it.
If you were to give a shout out to the Kiwis back home, and pretending we're going to have post the audio clip of that, what would you like to say to the folks back home in New Zealand?
Thanks for their support, because they're definitely supporting us every step of the way, which is really nice. Either by looking after our jobs or just the messages and stuff. It's great.
Okay, listen. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I'm going to be bothering you with some pictures, but. Not too much. Thanks very much.
Okay.